Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, that's gonna have to do. I'm done screwing with it.
Yeah.
You ready to do this?
Good screwing around.
Oh, shut up! Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Cup of Genre here on the Genreverse YouTube channel and podcast network. Yeah, we are unfortunately here on Earth. Please hit the red subscribe button or whatever color it is. I need to stop saying red because of dark mode and stuff like that. Follow us on your favorite app. I'm Kyle, that's Manny, and I'm still screwing around with my audio setup. I'm really upset. I don't want to spend another $150 on a freaking microphone. But I'll do whatever I need to. I need to check cords. That's an easy thing to do.
Could have chewed one up. That's what happened to my last webcam.
Look right here.
Yep, there's probably a culprit.
That would be the culprit right there. What do you say, Sarris? What do you got to say for yourself? Tell it to the mic.
It was the dog.
Dog is too scared. Guys, we're actually making it 2 days in a row. It's been a bit of a challenge the last few weeks. And can you believe freaking February's almost over already?
Dude, I gotta pay rent again soon. I'm not happy.
Yeah. I can see where that would suck. I mean, my mortgage is coming up, but that's different than rent because it kind of goes to...
It's like that Spider-Man dude.
Something. Rent? if promises were crackers, my daughter would be fat or some shit like that. Those were funny moments.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah. Those were all right. The third one where she brings the cookies to and all that was...
He's such a jerk.
Yeah. That was a trash movie.
It was.
You know, I sent you a story I wanted to chit-chat about yesterday, but actually, speaking of trash stories, what if we had a reboot to something that turned out to be kind of trash? You ready for a third outing in Hellboy, man? It looks like one's coming. Deadline is exclusively reporting, or at least they did yesterday before, or 2 days ago before everyone else started running around with it. Hellboy, the Crooked Man plot will be the next film coming out. It is being directed by Brian Taylor, who did Crank. For those of you that might not know that movie, that's a Jason Statham action flick. It's a trippy movie. I liked it. It's nothing to like judge someone's, you know, complete talents off of, but it was good. It was entertaining.
And it has a sequel.
Yes, it did have a sequel, High Voltage or something like that. it's production is supposed to start next month in Bulgaria. Conversations with cast are in late stages. Now, I have never read the Crooked Man arc or stories from the comics. My primary interaction with Hellboy was the movies. Then I read a few books, the first two Guillermo del Toro movies, that is. Why not just let him do Hellboy 3 at this point? If the last one, like I said in my somewhat segue. Shitty movie last time. It didn't do as well. A lot of people really didn't like it. And it bombed. But everyone, I know they didn't make as much money theatrically as they had wished, but they have become cult classics, so to speak, the Del Toro films. And I mean, if you're going to potentially waste money anyways, why not just let them do a third one?
Well, part of the problem is that you don't know what you have until it's gone. Yeah. And Del Toro's visuals and you know, his art style, his directing style really work with Hellboy and with that comic book world that he created. And then once that was gone, it was like, ew, I guess we did have a good thing. And so, yeah, I agree with you. They should have just let him make a third one, because I thoroughly enjoyed Ron Perlman as Hellboy, and some of the other actors and actresses in that state of the franchise. So, yeah, I don't know. Whatever, man. I've never been, besides the two movies, I haven't really read any Hellboy or been a fan of Hellboy. I've met Mike Mignola. He's a nice guy. But I'm not. I'm not necessarily a Hellboy fan.
Speaking of the creator, Mike Mignola, he is penning the script alongside Chris Golden. The story will, and this is a quote, expand Hellboy's world through one of the most beloved issues of the comic series. So why not... Again, why not just pair them with Del Toro? I don't know where this particular arc comes in at, time frame wise, if they would have to finagle with timeline in order to make it a third movie or whatnot, but I mean, does that make you a little bit more happy that it's got the creators behind it?
I mean, they all have to some degree the creator behind it.
I mean, this one's putting pen to paper though for it. That's different than having an executive producer tag on it.
Like, I mean, yeah, sure, but you still have to have the right director, and you still have to have the right Hellboy. Because, like, I like Harper, but I didn't really like him as Hellboy.
So if you can't have Harper, you can't have frack. You just said his name.
Perlman,
thank you. If you can't have those two, who would you cast as Hellboy?
I have no clue right now. Who would I cast as Hellboy? I don't know. Nothing comes off the top of my head.
Neither me. And you start wondering, you know, how much further will they expand their casting? Would they be willing to pick a person of color that would, you know, be covered in red makeup? The only reason I say it that way is you've had a lot of buzz in Hollywood dealing with minority casting and not wanting to cover up, not wanting to put too much makeup, make sure their skin color is showing. Sometimes the gentleman that played in... he's the comedian, he was in Eternals. He mentioned how Hollywood is shying away from casting minorities, people of color, as villains. So that is a curiosity, because that opens up a whole lot more people. I mean, could you imagine someone like Bloodsport and in the Suicide Squad and dude from Pacific Rim, help me out here,
Idris black gentleman Elba.
British, there you go, Idris Elba. Like, he's got a great voice for a Hellboy. Someone like him.
the one name that you know who would actually be a pretty good Hellboy is Jason Momoa.
I could see that. Yeah, yeah.
Other than that, I just don't know who would want to. He's a little
put on
bit
the,
more of
the makeup and prosthetic.
He's a little bit more of a serious. Luckily, he's not. I mean, no, more of a. Never mind. He just did a crocodile movie. So, Javier Bardem. I think, you know, he has the. I think this is his voice on his voice alone, and he's kind of a bigger dude. He would be cool. What about, like, you know, like Josh Brolin? Because he's played like Cable and Thanos.
I could see Brolin do it.
Yeah, those are a couple of like bigger names that kind of bigger dudes. If you want to go somewhere like a little different, I don't know, maybe like a Benedict Cumberbatch. It'd be weird, but you know.
Yeah, my only thing is I want as much physical as possible. And while you can do a lot with prosthetic bodies and
body shaming
and stuff like that, you do need to be able to put on a significant amount of bulk to start with.
Fine, what about John Hamm?
That's the advertising show guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he could probably bulk up. He's got a good deep voice for it. And he's already like a tall dude, you know? So, yeah, I could see something. That's the thing. You got to be able to give them a good start bulk, and then you've got to have a voice for it. So, I like the idea. Like I said, I'm not accusing Hollywood of anything. I mentioned a few things that have been buzzing. You guys can look them up and see how you feel about things. I know there are some people of color that are definitely covered in makeup. Gamora comes to mind, played by Zoe Saldana. It was just a curiosity because for me, it opens up the casting a lot more if you're not just going to be concerned about putting some white guy in there. But that being said, Hellboy has to be red and devil looking and things like that. So Hollywood, please be open to casting and don't be afraid to continue
somebody
to be
new?
Comic accurate. What's that?
I said cast somebody. Don't be afraid to cast somebody new.
Yes. Yes. Unless you guys really, really want to go back to the Del Toro's timeline, because we would love that too.
You know what? Like no offense to Hellboy. But like how about like we shelf that and just give me another Dredd movie with a Judge Dredd with dude from The Boys.
Keith Urban, Carl Urban.
Carl Urban. There you go.
One of them's a singer. One of them's a country singer.
I do that too much. I hate it. But yeah.
One of them's a country singer for sure.
Whatever. He could do a song for the movie. I don't care.
What about Urban? What about Urban for Hellboy?
Yeah, that actually, you know, that you'd say it. He could work. He has the attitude for it. And
is he
the
tall?
Boys,
is he tall enough? I know
boys,
he's stocky.
He has a presence. You know, he's pretty tall, dude. I've seen him in person.
Okay. A lot of those characters are tall, and Dewey seems, because he's more lanky, he seems really, really tall, and I didn't know how tall Urban is. I'm not going to say his first name because I don't know which one's
It's Keith Urban. No, Keith, wait, Carl Urban's actor.
Look at you.
Carl Urban's actor.
Oh, God.
This podcast has turned into which Urban is which. Carl Urban with a K.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
So let's work our way from Dark Horse over to DC. We'll keep it alphabetical here.
Oh boy.
The story I had sent to you yesterday, wanting to discuss a lot of hoopla on the internet going on over news coming out that Gunn had been, and this is via Gunn himself. Gunn had been hired by DC 6 months ago before he was even brought on as CEO or co-CEO. He was hired to write Superman Legacy. Okay. This has caused the internet to kind of go off the rails like they usually do when it involves DC and James Gunn and all of that, and there's been a lot of people basically saying he led Henry Cavill on because he knew he was working on this other thing, and they let Cavill announce his return and all of that. People just being people on Twitter, you know, which means you, Zaffron and Zaslav knew from day one he wasn't going to be a part of it. You humiliated and fired him. All sorts of things. You guys, I'm not going to read a whole bunch, but you can see some on the screen. You can go to lrmonline.com or and access the Twitter easily through there. Not necessarily, you know, he's not privy to everything at this point. Six months ago, we know, and there was a really, really long thread. I cannot remember who it was on Twitter, but an insider, a really long thread on how allegedly still the Rock went above was a Hamada's head to get Cavill's cameo into Black Adam, and that the studio was in negotiations with Cavill. Cavill knew he didn't have a guaranteed gig and that anything could happen. Gunn being hired to write one script, especially in a DC, and not all scripts get made. You know, just because you're hired to write a script does not mean they're going to go with that idea, you know, with or without you. They might just be like, eh, you know what? We've changed our mind. You were the only one we really wanted to see what you came up with. We're not feeling it. Goodbye. You know, and then Superman Legacy never, ever happens. So to even think of accusing him, and I'm not saying he's innocent either. I'm just saying this isn't necessarily evidence of anything. You can't accuse him of knowingly leading Cavill on. You can't accuse him of humiliating him, and considering there was no contract and there were still open negotiations allegedly, you cannot accuse him of firing him. I mean, we have a DC that was already looking at multiple Batmen, you know, with Batflick and Pattinson at the same time. Potentially. So the idea of multiple Superman in a multiverse was not unheard of. Hell, the CW was technically part of the DCEU. So I don't know, man. I think it's cool he was hired a while ago, which explains why this movie's, you know, really, you know, first up in the shoot, more than the fact that you need a soups to anchor it. But I don't know. What do you think of the whole situation?
I don't think it's a situation at all. I mean, people get hired to write scripts all the time, and sometimes they get hired to write scripts to compare them to other scripts because you don't know what direction you want to take next. Superman was always going to be a big project, and it's possible that they may have been leading to doing multiple things with Superman. Like you had said, we had We already had the Batman, and now we're going to have two Batman, but we're going to have two Batman, three Batman, four Batman, five anyway, because of the Flash.
Yeah.
So it could be that Ben Affleck character that was going to continue on with the Henry Cavill, and we were going to have kind of an Elseworld, or kind of a little bit like an Elseworld Superman story.
Yeah.
To kind of appease the classic Superman fans that really wanted that, you know, farm the boy.
The same ones that sneered at Returns.
Oh, yeah. 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 Kevin Spacey was a great Lex Luthor. I enjoyed his Lex Luthor very much.
His whole idea of the real estate scheme wasn't that great, but the acting was good.
Yeah. A lot of it's supposed to be, like, I feel like it should be corny like that.
Yeah. And well, that's what they were kind of going for.
They're supposed to, yeah, like that Donner style Superman. No, that's not what we wanted. It's like, no, that's exactly what you wanted. It's like, no, lies. You don't know what you want. It's like,
well, and
no,
then apparently. Man of Steel comes out and they're
like, that's not
like,
what we wanted either.
We wanted a Donner Superman.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, Brandon Ralph is right there.
In that discount
bin at Walmart of DVDs. Yeah.
I know. But to accuse that the gun knew about, like, he was hired as a writer at that point. Like,
yeah,
he had no say in anything at that point of who was going to be. He was writing a script. Like, so, you know, you Snyder bros or whatever who are accusing Gunn of like leading Cavill on, or even Discovery, Warner Bros. Discovery, hell, they didn't know what they were doing 6 months ago. They're just trying, they were trying to put it all together, which they did. And honestly, if you mentioned this a few times, and I'm not trying to be a Warner apologist or anything like that, but the facts are, Marvel's following suit. True, true. Yeah. It's from their mistakes that Gunn has benefited in learning. Oh, we're not going to do that. We're gonna try it a little bit differently. After the giant set of mistakes that Warner Brothers also made, but that also came from very, very bad management with too many cooks in the kitchen and people who weren't even chefs making decisions on the plates, to now, you know, a form where it's like, all right, this is your universe. You're in control. We just need to give you a thumbs up. It's like a well-rounded kitchen where the chef provides you the menu. This is how much it's going to cost. Can we do this? Yes, but add this appetizer. Okay, we'll add the appetizer. Or change the potatoes to carrots. All right, yeah. We can do that. And now you're seeing like Disney going, yeah, we're not going to make this many shows anymore because not only are we abusing our VFX artists, but the quality is definitely, you know, gone.
They were abusing their audience.
Yeah. Well, you see what I mean? Like, and we're seeing that in the sense that it's some things are not sustainable and people are finding out. And so they have to take a step back, and that's okay. But that's kind of where Warner Brothers and DC are right now. It's all right, we're going to do this slowly, because this is the only way to do it without hitting a wall or anything like that. So I just think it's ridiculous that people would actually think that. It's like, yeah, they scheme. Like, why would you scheme against Henry Cavill in the first place? Like, what kind of like dumb, nefarious reason would you have to like actually do that, to put in the effort, And to bring him back, to actually shoot him in a cameo, just to say, ha ha, just kidding.
Gotcha.
Yeah. It's like, what? If anything, this really just proves how much of a diva Dwayne Johnson had been in the process.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Yeah. But, allegedly. If we're looking at the facts and how things are handled and how Gunn had to... he sat down with everyone, but how he sat with Cavill and they talked it out and everything. It's like, it's probably like, hey, look, man, I'm sorry, Dwayne, that you down this path, but our bad. But, you know, it's kind of the power that Johnson has on Hollywood. Because ever since that conversation, or ever since that came out, or ever, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Did The Rock ever promote Black Adam ever again?
No.
It, and even it, even when it went to HBO Max on that day in December, nothing.
Nothing.
It was done. He was done with it. Why? Because he didn't get his way.
Basically.
Allegedly.
You know, yeah, allegedly. I can see Black Adam being that that Elektra film for this generation. You know what I'm saying? That one that existed, it was connected to something else, but it gets ignored.
I don't know if it's that bad per se. Like, use it.
Is anyone going to be watching it?
I know. You're right.
In 10 years, no. Not many people will watch the Daredevil film either.
Oh god, that was bad. But
they'll watch that before they watch Elektra. So
I wonder if you like ask Colin Farrell, I was like, hey, you remember when you played Bullseye? He'd maybe like snap your neck or something.
it never happened. Ever. Speaking of never happened, it sounds like DC's old guard might have another thing they wish had never happened. In the same article written by Cam Clark at LRMonline.com.
Cam like just hates DC.
That was smooth, right? There was a Reddit post claiming to be an insider and having heard some buzz about Aquaman 2 screenings. This person, Viewer Anon, stated, I'll be honest, we're half a dozen test screenings in and it's not looking great. I've consistently heard over the last half year or so that it's boring, not as good as the first, and potentially one of the worst DCEU movies. Cam later on texted in our Slack that he had read another insider, maybe the same insider, said that some actually walked out of their test screening.
First of all, that's probably a damn lie. Ain't nobody walking out from a test screening.
Holy crap. But even the idea that something could already be as rough, that even that exaggeration doesn't necessarily seem as far-fetched when you think of how messy stuff with Amber Heard had been, and word on how rough their filming with her in the first film was. I'm not an Aquaman fan. Not that I'm a hater of Momoa or anything. Just the character is not one of those characters that I have any affinity for. I don't know, man. What do you think about Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom potentially sucking?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, just what does Aquaman really have to offer without his brother, without and I know he's back in the film, but I don't know what capacity. Black Manta, without kind of the creatures of the deep, the I forgot what they're called. It just seems really out of place as far as what story are you telling that I'm interested in? And out of all the films that are coming out, yeah, that's the kind of at the bottom of my list of DC films that I'm excited for. Because so we're gonna go into this. I don't know. Like, what's the grabber? What are we supposed to grab onto as consumers to get, you know, Joe Schmo who likes going to the movies and watching a good film, but especially after seeing something like Black Panther: Wakanda Forever, where the Lokan was explored very, very well. And I mean, and we already did a really good Aquaman movie, as best as it could have been. But it kind of did, like, you know, they did Orm, they did Black Manta, they did the Deep, they did they did all of it. So what? Why? It's It feels like at this point, it's kind of like, all right, we kind of just have to put it out there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we're wrong. And these are exaggerations, which would be nice. But I wouldn't
I don't want anything to fail, man. It's got to really, really suck.
I wouldn't be surprised. But at the same time, if it does fail, it's all right. It's from the old regime.
Yeah. Yeah.
But this movie has been moved back and moved back and moved back and moved back that it potentially does have a lot of problems.
I'm still as fun as The Flash looked, except for the scenes the Flash was in. As fun as it generally looked, I still don't know how a lot of these things are gonna play, man. There's so much, like I've said, baggage. There's so much on these films simply from the faces they have in them, and the touchstone back and to the idea of the multiverse always leaves that door open for people to not only complain and ask for, demand, however you want to word it, but one day after a changing of another guard to go, hey, why not reach back to that? Well, hey, you remember when reaching back only 15, 20 years was the thing to do? Let's do that again. Like, not that I think CBMs will be as popular 15 years from now, but I don't know, man. It's weird. I hope for the best. I know it seems like he could and would play Lobo if that character comes around, and he could step away from the Arthur Curry role. But I hope this is good for the Aquaman fans, because it'll probably be a while before you get another Aquaman movie. And the roughest thing here is just that idea that, you know, all of the content from Marvel really did seem to kind of temper people's tolerance for Marvel a bit in Phase mm-hmm. 4, you know, and every time you reset something, you're gonna run out of time for comic book movies to still be the juggernaut that they are. Eventually, that's gonna happen. It cannot last forever. This would be the part in the show where it would like flash forward to like 40 years from now. You and I sitting here talking about, you and I talking about, we're heads in jars like Futurama talking about Iron Man 22. I mean. Oh, anyways.
I do think, though, that I think what it's missing is just it's missing a good villain. First of all, we don't know who the villain is.
Yeah.
And I think audiences are starting to get a little bit more invested in the content. And it's nice to see. It was nice to see an Ant-Man. People, I don't like it for this reason and this reason and this reason. And I felt like this, whatever, and give multiple. I was like, okay, like you're paying a little bit more attention. Now go back and tell me that She-Hulk isn't good, because you need to go back and fix that. I guess it doesn't help also when you're having good content on TV. Things like The Last of Us, things like House of Dragon. And other things that are kind of raising your expectations a little bit higher as far as quality is concerned. And I don't know, like I feel bad. Like, the thing about Aquaman stories, as someone who's read a bunch of them, is that the stories can be quite dense, just because it features a different kingdom, underwater stuff, and relationships and things that sometimes go back really far, family issues and whatever. I mean, like, they all have it, but It's a little bit more complicated with Aquaman, and unless you're gonna be Black Manta and you're kidnapping his kid, I don't know. So we'll see. I guess.
Yeah.
We'll see. We're gonna have fun. We're gonna have fun with Shazam, and we'll have fun.
I hope so.
With the Flash, because The Flash is going to be successful in the same way I feel No Way Home was successful. Not in numbers, but in the way that it's because of the Batman that people are coming for, not necessarily for the Doctor Strange part of it or the current one. But in that sense, that's where it's going to be successful. Because, let's go watch, Tobey Maguire's, and let's go watch Andrew Garfield, who we, I always liked him as Spider-Man and Peter Parker more than either of the two. And then Holland or Maguire. So, I like seeing him, but, Tobey Maguire was, everyone in that movie was, 30 in high school, and it was weird. So.
Okay, yeah. It's funny mentioning you mentioned Spider-Man, right? Peter Parker? Yeah. You mentioned the No Way Home connection. Sorry, I'd gotten a text from my wife right as you were wrapping up the last thing you said. Everything's good. It just distracted me. So it's great to talk about Spidey there. Exactly. Spidey there, because we have one last set of rumors to talk about today. These coming from My Time to Shine. Hello. Again, they had a relatively good hit rate, right? Not always right, but they've said a lot, and a lot of this is very, very far off. However, until they have a bunch of misses, kind of have to, pay some attention, especially to the rumors that kind of make sense, right? So they're saying that Tom Holland has signed a new deal in secret for the MCU. They're talking to let him be the lead in Kang Dynasty. So kind of filling in the Iron Man / Captain America, depending on which movie role of leading the Avengers. And they also claims Spider-Man 4, MCU's Spider-Man 4, will come out before Secret Wars. In general, in theory, because while I've only seen No Way Home once, and that's because I don't think it'll necessarily hold up, but I'm still a fan of Tom Holland. There were things that I really did enjoy about that movie. I've wanted to see a college, or even actually wanted to see an adult, Peter Parker for a while now, but a college-aged Peter Parker, experienced, doing that next step, because so much of the previous movies have been high school, except for Spider-Man 2/3, but really didn't focus on the school life too much in general. Anyways, I'm fine with all of this on paper. More Tom Holland Spider-Man for me, please. And it kind of sounds logical. If you're wanting a young Avengers style team, you would want them to have a younger leader.
Well, they're not doing a young Avengers right now.
You don't think it's just because they're not titled the Young Avengers, you don't think that the Avengers teams in those movies aren't going to be at least one group of it the Young Avengers?
I mean, they have. I don't think they'll have something different. But
you think they'll actually be a team, a movie titled Young Avengers in the future? Is that what you're saying?
Well, they're saying that they're not working on a new project like that right now. They did say that. I think we had it on our site.
I don't think they're calling it anything. I think that's just the team is going to be younger. The Avengers we see take on Kang are going to all be younger. It's going to be the people we've been introduced to in Phase 4 and stuff. You're going to have Miss Marvel. You're going to have freaking Bishop. You're going to have... Yeah, I'm not saying it's going to be a movie titled Young Avengers.
Oh, we're just saying, yeah. Well,
it just makes sense if you're going to have Young Avengers that you would have a younger leader. And Peter, being one of the most experienced of the youngest Avengers, that kind of makes sense to me. So I think these rumors are likely more likely true than not based on that.
Right now, based on everything we've seen, Doctor Strange is the leader of the Avengers, with Captain as a close second, with Ant-Man as a third.
Right now? Yeah. Everyone but Peter has forgotten about Spider-Man's... Well, no. They've forgotten who Peter is, but yeah. Spider-Man did do things with the Avengers, so... But just no one knows who he is, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. I don't disagree that people kind of default to Strange right now. He appears to be the most knowledgeable, but we all know what his ego and his emotions can do to him, get in the way of things. Peter has led the Avengers in the comics before, and
that's a different always, Peter Parker. That is definitely your call. That's the one you want.
Hold on, he's done it before. Is the character ready for it right now? God, no. No, we need at least, like he said, a Spider-Man 4 movie before Secret Wars. And hell, I would prefer if he showed up in another movie or two in ways to show the growth. But you could see this Parker being able to, especially after, say, being empowered by the black suit to take charge on, they said King Dynasty, he'll take charge. Well, anyways, you could see him being in charge and having a big moment in the black suit mm-hmm. during Secret Wars and things like that. But could you just have him all of a sudden pop up and be in charge? No. You need at least one more movie to show his growth into the potential for leadership. And then he gets battle tested in Dynasty. And do you think Holland could lead an Avengers movie? Possibly. If they give his character the arc, could he, the actor, lead it?
Possibly. Because he did in No Way Home, he did finally have the great responsibility moment, and he did finally have that. It kind of almost had that origin that he had
all that off screen because of the lines in Civil War. I still stand by the No Way Home shit all over that scene in Civil War with him and Tony.
Well, yeah, it did.
And not only that, but they basically said he wasn't Spider-Man until now, and yeah. all of that was he was just a fan. He was just a fan, a fanboy of the Avengers. That's the only reason Peter did any of that, despite that awesome when you can do the things I can, but you don't. And then bad stuff happens.
I can't say he's not battle tested because he did fight Thanos.
Yes, he did.
And with the gauntlet and everything, he was saved by all the amazing women. So what I'm saying is what they did at No Way Home, you have to have him tested again.
Yeah.
And so he needs to go up against a Venom. Not really. Like a Sinister Six. He needs to
That sort yeah, of in No Way Home.
Yeah, but not with eight other Spider-Men. He needs to do it on his own, you know. Or give me like a Kingpin with all the mechanical spiders, maybe. That's kind of not. That's just me being a fanboy. I like those arcs.
He needs to.
He doesn't need like a Kraven. A Green Goblin. Give him somebody.
I mean, again, No Way Home. Green Goblin killed Aunt May.
That's the old one though. You guys.
I mean, right?
Sony and like, that's what I'm telling you. Like, they like some of the, I don't know. It is like whatever. I guess.
God dang it, Sony.
Well, the thing about it is that it's like we're in phase five, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so like we're getting into the deep of it, and I can't tell you. Like this team and the movies coming up,
mm-hmm.
I have no faith that realistically in a MCU, because I'm not talking about realistically like in our world, because that's done.
Right.
Realistically in the MCU, the world had stands no chance against Kang.
Kang's?
Because they've broken they've broken Thor. Shang-Chi's very new. Everyone else is like 12. And
Or too busy being utterly ridiculous, twerking in their office. I can't believe they had her do
that. You know
that.
What? You know what? Like, I honestly, I thought that part was fun. I had no issue with that part.
I'm joking on like, the people that got that bent out of
shape. I know, because the thing about that is, it was like, he's having, like, you don't think, like, they, like, okay, so, like, doing the whole thing about, like, Captain America's ass and things like that isn't that the equivalent of it? Or doing some of the things that Thor did? Like, isn't the equivalent? But like because she did it, it was like,
I don't like dancing. It's just not my thing. So even Justin Hammer dancing on stage to me is cringy.
That was fun.
It's meant to be and it fits his character. It's just one of those things, man, where I'm just like, I don't care. Get to the move.
our issue and I is the writing. Is the overall writing.
Yeah.
It was not the actress. It was not some of these moments. It was the writing.
The lack of writing.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I guess right now, if I'm going to point the leader, it's going to have to be Captain. Because the thing is, you're right, Doctor Strange sometimes can be very mooey. For no reason whatsoever. And then because like he's a dick sometimes. Oh yeah, I can't tell you anything, but I know everything. It's like calm down, Dr. Fate. Like, that's not your character.
The burden of knowledge.
Yeah, I guess. The thing is, like, I guess to wrap it up, our point is that the world's not ready for Kang. Absolutely not. The MCU is not ready for him. And especially with Ant-Man delivering a sort of beating to him back and forth, they learn from it. And it's going to be worse. So we'll see what happens with Loki, actually. That's going to be very interesting to see where this takes us.
I don't think Secret Invasion is going to really have much effect on anything. So
what about Armor Wars? Do you think that's gonna have any effect on it? Because that doesn't feel like it. The Marvels,
probably,
because the Marvels this year, right?
I think the Marvels is gonna push some things forward. I don't know how, but I think it should. It connects a bunch of things. You know, you've got a connection to Thanos with Carol. You got a connection to WandaVision the Thanos stuff with Carol. You got a connection with WandaVision and with Photon or whatever they're gonna call her, Miss Rambeau. And then of course the younger Avengers group with Khan. So I would hope it would push things forward. If not, you're going to have two movies this year that don't really do anything. Guardians and the Marvels. So
because the problem with Guardians is that everybody already knows that it's kind of like,
yeah,
it's like somebody's last movie and whatever. It's like, wait a minute. So
on its own.
Yeah.
Alrighty, guys. Well, that'll do it for today. Please do check out the other content available here on the Genreverse. Anime reactions on AVR Square, genre shot, trailer reactions, anime reviews, Marvel reviews on Marvel Multiverse Mayhem. The Cantina does Star Wars news and reviews, and of course you got the Daily Cog and Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast covering everything else in entertainment. If it's not a reaction, video goes up in audio format on your favorite podcast apps, and of course lrmonline.com every day for all your news needs and opinions, written articles, reviews, celebrity interviews up on the LRM Online YouTube channel, and more. Manny, anything else?
Here in California, it's not illegal to feed stray cats. So, feed your local kitties.
Okay.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.